You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mir. And joining us in the studio is Brenda Kelly from Top Trader. So, Brenda, Monday morning, anything catching your eye in markets that we should be aware of?
Well, I think it's all about the events this week. Certainly, the dollar has had a nice old run of it over the last number of weeks, even in the aftermath of the presidential election. And you do have to question whether that run has gone too far, particularly when you look at the expectations for an interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve in December. They're extremely high. And we all know, you know, over the last number of months, what expectations can mean versus reality. So from that perspective, I think the meeting, the minutes later on this week will be somewhat crucial. Yes, you're seeing a sort of like move up in inflation. You're seeing better growth figures from the US and, you know, certainly better data all in all. But you still have that sort of caveat there that there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding the Trump administration, and maybe hiking interest rates at this particular juncture is possibly going to be problematic later on down the line, particularly with the debt levels that you have in the US.
Do you think it'd be funny is not the right word, maybe, but it would be somewhat amusing if Janet Yellen and friends weren't able to press the button in December. I mean, the whole move we've had would be proved rather erroneous.
It would be an interesting thing for the bond market, that's for certain, because that has put a few people off their stride, particularly those who've been leveraged over the last week or so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Janet Yellen can do anything, and certainly I would consider her still to be the biggest dove in that particular camp. And while Trump says that he would probably get rid of her, you kind of have to question who would he replace her with. If you're going to spend a lot of infrastructure, then low interest rates are probably key to that.
Mm-hmm. But how can he keep her in? I mean, it's just like having Margaret Thatcher and, you know, Jeremy Corbyn in the same cabinet. I mean, they're poles apart. She's the most Dub means, you know, democratic, and Hillary Clinton and all that stuff. And I mean, it's totally opposite.
Well, I think it's a question of priorities. It's not to say that he won't necessarily get rid of her later on down the line, but to change things too much at the very beginning, I think, would create more problems than Trump will need. You know, he'll have enough problems as it is. I think we'll have the status quo for the time being, very Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin sort of thing, just let things lie for the time being, and then he'll come in with his changes, whatever they might be. But I do think, certainly the markets certainly believe that Trump's campaign is not necessarily indicative of what the administration will be, and of course time will tell whether that is in fact the case, but certainly I can still consider him to be somewhat dangerous in the grand scheme of things for trade and I suppose just general society. The codes, etc. But when it comes to dollar yen, I do feel that it has gone a long way, and certainly a short-term pullback could be in the offing, but it has been great news for the likes of the Nikkei, the dollar yen moving to the particular levels at the moment, and of course with lots of data coming out of Japan later on this week, you know, it could be an interesting trade at hand, but I wouldn't be wanting to chase it at this particular moment in time. I'd be looking for the pullback and then possibly get involved in it then, but I wouldn't necessarily, as I said, hold a huge amount of trust in a rate hike next month.
And looking at other commodities and with the dollar strengthening, it's surprising that oil's also rallying at the moment. Can you see this continuing?
I think anything to do with oil over the last year or so has been based on hope and dream, really, on production cut. And yes, you are seeing the two move together, which is why you're seeing the FTSE move that bit higher and the back commodity moves. And again, you do have to question the validity or whether this is too early until we know exactly what's going to go on. So I'm still looking for pullbacks at the moment. But when it comes to cable, which is the other pick on my list today, it's going to be a very interesting one. Certainly, it didn't manage to land last week, you know, off on the highs. It went down 200-odd points to 123 or thereabouts. I think there is a little bit more scope for a bit more downside there. And, of course, the autumn statement will be clearly very important from here. Yes, you'll see corporation tax mentioned, which will be good for a lot of the international companies within the FTSE. But when it comes to the cable itself, I think that will be what is punished, and that will obviously lead to the higher moves in the FTSE 100.
So all things considered, what would you say is your trade of the day?
I like cable for the time being. I think it is quite rangy at the moment, but certainly there is a certain amount of downside there, possibly between 100 points or thereabouts. But at this moment, that 120 level is, you know, somewhat concrete, and I'd be amazed to see it break in the near term, but that could obviously be what happens in the minutes on Wednesday. So I'd be watching for that, for any sort of breakdown.
Super. Brenda, thank you. Brenda Kelly there from Top Trader.